Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some extension news, go over some safety tips when cooking, and let everyone know of the upcoming calving school coming January 2022. But first, for today's Did You Know? We here at Kansas celebrate the land-grant university system that was established during the height of the Civil War, when new, big ideas were crucial to help heal our divided nation and support our new economy. During such a turbulent time, it took the courage and forward-thinking of President Abraham Lincoln and Congress leaders of the day to promise the resources to endow a land-grant college in every state. The investment has surely paid off. Land-grant institutions, and K-State is one of them, have played a crucial role in agriculture innovation, strengthening our agriculture economy, protecting the health and safety of our citizens, and establishing our ability to feed the growing population. Agriculture, food, and related industries contribute $1.1 trillion to our nation's economy and support 22 million jobs a year. In Kansas, agriculture represents 54% of the state's economy, and 21% of our people have agriculture-related jobs. While other countries invest and become more competitive, we must do the same. As Congress considers options to improve American infrastructure, leaders of the nation's land-grant institutions hope food and agriculture research facilities will be a priority to rebuild America, protect our agriculture economy, and ensure our ability to advance science. In my extension news, here are some food safety rules for the holiday meals. The holidays are almost here, and families are planning now for menus, number of guests, and other details. Keep food safety in mind to keep the uninvited guest of foodborne illness from ruining a great meal. The basics of cook, chill, clean, and separate should guide your meal preparation, serving, and cleanup. Use a thermometer to verify doneness of meats, casseroles, and other dishes. We here at KSRE have many resources that can be found in the holiday section of the KSRE Extension Food Safety website. The publication, At Home, Safe Food Handling, It's in Your Hands, is a concise guide to safe food handling. Call us if you have any questions. In my horticulture news, have you ever wondered why trees change color in the fall? A favorite part of the fall season for many is the changing color of the tree leaves. But have you ever wondered how this happens? Specific pigments determine individual colors. Foliage derives its normal green color from chlorophyll, the substance that captures the energy from the sun. Chlorophyll is what allows leaves to produce the necessary energy in the form of sugar from the sunlight. This is the process called photosynthesis. Other pigments, except red and purple, are already present in the leaves throughout the growing season. They are masked by chlorophyll, making the leaves appear green. The red and purple pigments are produced after the chlorophyll is destroyed in the fall. Once fall progresses and certain weather conditions are met, the leaf begins a process that enables the non-green pigments to show. Each leaf develops an abscission layer at the base of the leaf and stem that prevents sugars from being transported down to the trunk and to the roots for storage. The sugar then accumulates in the leaves, and its high concentrate causes more intense colors. Certain tree species may also color more vibrantly than others. Maples and oaks naturally produce vivid colors. These types of trees are more prevalent in New England than in Kansas, which is why it appears that Kansas trees do not color well. How well a tree produces color is influenced by the weather. Ideal weather conditions for changing colors are warm, sunny days and cool nights. More sunlight encourages photosynthesis, with more sugar accumulation in the leaves. Cloudy days and warmer nights will make the trees produce less sugar and be less vibrant in their colors. The weather during the season may also affect fall coloring. Heavy rains in early spring and hot, dry summer months can both have an effect on fall color. Once the fall colors arrive, frosts and freezes can shorten their duration, leaving behind just the brown color. Make sure that you enjoy the fall colors while you can before the cold winter weather sets in. In other livestock news, McPherson County will be hosting a winter calving school January 2022. We have been selected as a site where Dr. A.J. Tarpoff brings his cow-calf model and demonstrates birthing techniques to help with the survival of both the cow and calf. We are planning on serving a steak supper that night during the program, with more details to follow. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a safe and happy Friday.